Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Thursday, the 26th day of August, 2010. We have a jam-packed transmission for you today. Decorated war veteran and FBI agent who's retired, Don Adams, will be joining us in T-minus 30 minutes. Appreciate the producers and crew getting him so quickly. Of course, 2 days ago, he did a detailed TV interview breaking down conclusive proof. Even mainstream news had to say conclusive proof of a government cover-up of the real hit team that murdered John F. Kennedy in Dallas, Texas, 40-plus years ago. Then an amazing activist and filmmaker of United We Fall, Dan Dix, will be joining us coming up in the second hour. And then in the third hour, Manny Badillo and Bob McElvain. Of course, Bob lost his son in the World Trade Center attacks of almost 9 years ago. They've gotten some financing by great patriots. One of them, a retired top professional football player, but I don't know if he wants to go public about that. The point is some great folks funding a national TV ad with substantial money exposing the controlled demolition of Building 7. I was honored when Manny Badillo and Bob McElvain contacted me to want to premiere this today. It starts airing in different markets around the country this weekend. And they'll be spending about 40 minutes with us in the third hour. Dan Dix will be almost about 40 minutes as well via video link from Canada. In the balance of those hours, I'll be blitzing through news because there is a lot of it. So we've got four guests coming up today, all extremely informative in our quest to awaken and inform the population about the true nature of our planet today. Obviously, huge developments on the economy. We're going to be going over that. Finland is the latest nation to suspend the swine flu shot completely, saying it's linked to Guillain-Barré, to narcolepsy, where you basically just pass out and then wake up when you're driving a car, when you're sitting in a restaurant, when you're watching television. Literally hundreds of different neurological disorders. It just fries the brain, does different things, different people. England, of course, a month ago suspended the flu shots for 5 and unders because of a tenfold, the government admits, increase in convulsions. I mean, it's so obvious they're having to even back off. More news now coming out 3+ years into the carnage of the deaths and illnesses caused by Gardasil that supposedly blocks the transmission of the human papillomavirus that is linked to about 3,000 cancer deaths a year, which is substantial, but in the aggregate very small. And clearly there's a lot more health problems associated in the cost-benefit analysis with this attenuated virus injection with the cervical cancer than what it supposedly treats. And on the insert of the drug, it says it doesn't even protect you from it. So we'll be breaking down the latest developments there ahead of well, it's already here, but the intensified, ahead of the intensified push for another hoax where they say you must take the H1N1 shot mixed with the seasonal flu shot this year. Also, we're going to get into the incredible developments in Mexico. I'm going to cover this first when we come back from break. You know about the 72 butchered bodies found near the Texas border, murdered by the coyotes. And this, quite frankly, is nothing. I mean, I live in Texas. There's been a cover-up of this for decades. I remember reading Texas Monthly, it's got to be 20-plus years ago, about repeated times they dig up hundreds of bodies of men, women, and children who've been tortured to death many times. And by cover-up, it's been in the Texas News, Dallas Morning News, Texas Monthly done a good job, San Antonio Express News, but I see these every month or so. They're satanic cults that murder hundreds of people. It's like Dusk Till Dawn or something, but it's not vampires, it's humans. It's insane. And it shows how Mexico is one of the most wicked vortexes of evil on the planet. It makes Zimbabwe look good. And, well, we're going to cover it when we come back and a lot more. Stay with us. Money.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
all types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We're live. It's Thursday, 26th day of August, 2010. We've got a retired FBI agent with firsthand intel on the cover-up of the assassination of John F. Kennedy coming up in about 25 minutes. And some other extremely informative guests as well, I'll tell you about later in the hour. The United Nations for 2 years has been investigating Texas and Arizona, saying that we should have completely open borders. But they don't investigate Mexico that imprisons, extorts, and murders immigrants from Central and South America. Now Obama has hauled Arizona before the UN Human Rights Council. So this is more high treason. Of course, Barack Obama became the first sitting U.S. president, and no president had ever chaired the U.N. Security Council, even a former president. This is just intensifying the treason and violates the 11th Amendment. You cannot sue on behalf of a foreign power or individual or corporation, a state or citizen of a state, or a citizen of the United States. The federal government cannot do that under the Bill of Rights, the 11th Amendment. So we're going to be discussing that and just the huge mass graves and extermination centers they're finding all over Mexico where they're murdering the mainly non-Mexican immigrants. There's an extreme hatred that the Mexican government and the culture has for anybody outside Mexico. In fact, there's more extreme hatred of Guatemala than there is even for the U.S. because Mexico lost a war with them. That was Mexico as well. And it's just, if they don't have money, women, children, they torture them to death, they kill them. And that's now mainstream news. I'm always telling you about this because I live in Texas. From the time I was a little child, I would see my parents reading the Dallas Morning News where they dug up 18 more bodies. They'd all been sacrificed. The children had had their hearts cut out after being raped. Remember the article earlier this week about the mayor down in a Mexican city that had never really had any crime problems, and his own police came to his house, took him and killed him and dumped him on the road? And the media said he was lucky. They didn't rape him and cut his head off. Well, the raping is part of the Satanism, and I have mainstream news on that. I mean, if you want an actual satanic kingdom where now the most popular made-up saints are the skinny one, and it's just pure devil worship running rampant, I mean, you cannot make this up. You cannot make this up. And now the Southwest is becoming this, and the killing of police is beginning, and the police will probably bow down to it out of fear, and it's over. It's over. You'll be kidnapped, you'll be sacrificed, your children will, and nothing will be done. You cannot stop the pure evil in Mexico unless you shut the border down. You cannot stop it. It is probably the most evil country on earth. It's what I keep explaining to people. Okay? And it's a cultural fact that it is descending into Hades itself. You've got hardworking, good Christian people down there, but they're being completely just supplanted by some of the older, more devilish things that went on in the culture pre-colonial times. Now, I'm going to put this plug in here briefly because I've decided that I'm just going to do everything I can to get as many DVDs out to people, and I'm running specials for 2 weeks. We had one special where you could buy one copy of The Obama Deception, get 3 free, buy 2, get 8 free. That elapsed in about 2.5 weeks. We had another special where you get our 3 latest films, Fall of the Republic, Invisible Empire, Police State 4, buy 1, get 3 free. Well, this is the mother of all specials. We've never had anything close to this, and it's been up since yesterday, and it's already the hottest promo we've ever had. But I know why. We literally make no money on this. Less than $2 a piece. And some of our most informative and hottest titles. You can get Terror Storm, How Weed Won the West About the Phony Drug War, Fabled Enemies, Reflections and Warnings with Aaron Russo, and American Dictators. 5 films for $9.95. 5 films. We're running this for 2 weeks. 5 films, $9.95, less than $2 a piece. 5 of some of our most important documentaries with the shrink wrap, the color cover. These are great to give people and wake them up and to inform yourself to a higher level. They're available at Infowars.com. You can also, of course, call the toll-free number, 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And when this special is gone, it is gone. We have one other special we're running while supplies last. They actually need to, they're making more at their factory right now. We're going to sell out of these very, very quickly. United We Fall, 3 Nations, 2 Sides, 1 Union, a Brian Law film, and of course, also made with Dan Dix, who's going to be joining us coming up in the next hour. And they interviewed everybody in this. They got interviews with CFR people. They got interviews with top globalists. They got interviews with Robert Pastor, the head globalist who wrote the North American Union agreement. This is such a well-produced, informative film about the North American Union and the tyranny. United We Fall. You buy one copy, $19.95. Get a second copy. When you buy a second copy, you get 3 films free. American Dictators, Fabled Enemies, and How Weed Won the West. And that may not even be for a week, because when these sell out, we'll have to pull it until we get more in. So Infowars.com. You can also download all of my films in super high quality. You can watch them online at PrisonPlanet.tv, including other films we've been authorized to post, like United We Fall, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic, Camp FEMA, and so many other special exclusive reports at PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay. I want to now get into the situation with Mexico. Mexico has been surveyed and estimated by major banks and brokerage firms to have at least 3 times the natural resources of the United States, of the lower 48 and Hawaii and Alaska combined. Oil, gold, timber, rich volcanic soil, every other mineral you can imagine. It's got hardworking, good people that live there. But something changed in Mexico. Something allowed it to go from just an oppressed people controlled by a powerful elite that had merged with the major New York banks by the 1970s on record, a vassal of the globalist. Under United Nations treaties and biospheres, they forced much of the indigenous Mayan population and other tribes off of their lands all over Mexico and forced them to Mexico City as a staging ground to the United States. This is on record. And the Ford Foundation, Carnegie Endowment funded this. They're on record 60 years ago funding liberation theology, going into Mexico, paying for the textbooks with the average sixth grade education, that the United States must be brought down, that it belongs to Mexico, and that Mexico is in the plight it is, not because of the globalists, but because of the American people. So it took the existing nationalism and that Mexico had lost wars and conflicts with us that was just a kernel of anger and distrust, and there had been some discrimination against Hispanics from Mexico, you know, in the history of this country as well. Especially after Mexico attacked the United States again. Actually, over a third of those that founded Texas were Hispanic, the father of the Constitution. But then race relations degenerated after that, mainly just over fighting over land. I mean, white people were killing white people for land as well. It was wild. But they particularly ganged up and picked on Hispanics. So that went on. And so all of this anger got generated. And the Ford Foundation and others, 60-plus years ago, about the 1940s, so it's almost 70 years ago. Man, time flies. And they went in there and did this. And then in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and I've been in Yucatan. I've been in other areas of Mexico with the big signs, UN Biosphere Land for Sale. And they stole the people's property that they'd been on for thousands of years. They didn't have deeds for it. They pushed them off their corn farms. And they, you know, happy, good people. And they sent them up to Mexico City, now 30-plus million people living in hell. They have what they call brown snow every day, which is feces raining down that dries and is blown up into the air. More than half the population lives in cardboard boxes. More than a third of the children are born in Mexico City with a disorder where they have a shriveled, tiny brain that's only a brain stem. They're just born as totally brain-dead zombies. And it is hell. It is hell. Literal globalist hell, and they create the crisis and offer the solution. Then, as we told you with former DEA agents and others that we had on the show, like Celia Castillo, 6 years ago, Los Zetas was trained by the CIA and given anti-drug war funding to consolidate the drug cartel and to kick out the Central and South American and other Mexican drug cartels that weren't controlled by major U.S. banks. Grasso, the head of the New York Stock Exchange in 99, was in Reuters. Photos of him. He went and told the head of the FARC in Colombia, you will invest your drug money with us. That's actually legal under U.S. law. It was from outside the country because they write the laws, or we will attack you. He said no. They attacked and assassinated him. So it's a massive drug war consolidation operation. Much of the Afghan war is about that, and they now admit our troops are forced to grow the opium. So you've got tens of millions of displaced people. Mexico's population has gone from 60 million a few decades ago to 100 million in Mexico, set to go to 150 million by 2022. You can pull those numbers up. There's 30-plus million Mexicans that see themselves as Mexicans from Mexico, and were taught by the Ford Foundation to hate America. They don't even know that. They don't know who funded them. To come into the U.S., be a voting bloc, but also drive down wages, break down society, and cause total collapse so the globalists can come in and reorganize us in the name of security into the North American Union, as the CFR Robert Pastor battle plan shows, and as the declassified, or was actually they sued to get it, 2006 Banff Canada North American Union Security Prosperity Partnership documents show. So they say they're going to use Mexico collapsing, all engineered, to fall into the United States. Then their answer will be, just like when the banks bankrupt things, give them more power. Give the private banks the power to set up this new North American Union in the name of security with standardized military training and security operations. When we come back, I'm going to break down what's happened in Mexico. It is a 100% failed state descending into hell, the likes of which the planet has never seen. We'll be back and tell you about all the mass graves and mass killing straight ahead.
Attention to all U.S. drivers who own a vehicle that has less than 130,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. Due to our country's economic crisis and auto repair costs on the rise, if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles, as of today, you could be one of the millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle covered under United Repair Plans and have 100% of your future covered auto repair bills paid for you. This low-cost vehicle service contract has been established under United Repair Plans and is now available to the general public in order to save drivers thousands of dollars on auto repairs during our country's recession. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, you may now call to see if your vehicle qualifies and for a free 5-minute quote. Number to call is 800-809-4491. 800-809-4491. Again, that's 800-809-4491.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Is your debt problem a ticking time bomb? Thanks to a new financial consumer relief program designed in response to the economic crisis facing millions of Americans, you don't have to wait until it's too late to defuse your debt. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card bills and are struggling to make minimum payments, get ready to take down this number for free information that could potentially save your home, the lifestyle you're accustomed to, and your family's financial well-being. But don't wait. Studies show that if most debt problems are confronted directly, beneficial settlements, manageable monthly payments and quick restoration of credit are more easily attained, potentially saving you thousands of dollars in interest charges, fees, and unpaid debt. Don't procrastinate. Call now for your free information and begin putting your economic house in order today. To qualify for this program, you must have $10,000 in credit card debt. Call the American Debt Associates at 800-876-2966. 800-876-2966. Again, 800-876-2966.
This is the end.
I'm going to be talking more about the North American Union and the design collapse of our republic with Dan Dix coming up in the next hour. But as we talk about in the film Fall of the Republic, President Obama has brazenly violated Article 1, Section 9 of the U.S. Constitution by seating himself at the head of the United Nations Security Council, thus becoming the first U.S. president to chair the world body. And here it is today. Obama hauls Arizona before the U.N. Human Rights Council. Not only is the federal government suing Arizona on behalf of foreigners, now he's taking them to the U.N. Do you see the U.N. going after Mexico, where they admittedly take, the government itself takes immigrants from Latin America and other countries that try to get into the U.S. through Mexico and put them in slave camps and run their credit and demand every bit of money they can out of their families overseas? No, that's not being discussed. Are the mass graves they find on a weekly basis? Normally, this doesn't even make the news. Normally, you just see it in regional news, but it doesn't make the national news. And this is part of the North American Union. Here's another report. U.S. Census counted everyone as a citizen. Now, here's Fox News. There's also AP Reuters reporting the exact same thing. We'll put it up on screen for you. Survivor details massacre of 72 migrants by drug cartel in Mexico. And he escaped like a concentration camp victim and got to the local police station, who guaranteed knows that Los Zetas is sanctioned by the Mexican government and the U.S. government, and they're the muscle going after the other cartels that don't launder their money through the central banks. A wounded migrant stumbled into a military checkpoint and led Marines to a gruesome scene. What may be the biggest massacre so far in Mexico's bloody drug war. No, it's not. A room strewn with the bodies of 72 fellow travelers, some piled on top of each other, just 100 miles from the goal, the U.S. border, Texas. The 58 men, 14 women, were killed, the migrant told investigators Wednesday, by the Zetas cartel, a group of former Mexican Army Special Forces known to extort migrants who pass through their territory. That's why you got to shut down the border. You've got hundreds of millions of people from Latin America and Mexico trying to get here who live in hell. And once they get here, the government turns them into an army of anti-gun, big government voters. They go to public schools and are so angry by citizens wearing American flags, the citizens are sent home. They're pulling down American flags at post offices and schools, running up Mexican flags. And then nobody's talking about Mexico, where the people are literally preyed on, including U.S. citizens. Now, used to, if you went to one of the controlled areas for tourists, you wouldn't get kidnapped by the police and extorted. But now you go to Cancun and other areas, the same thing happens that'll happen in central Mexico or northern Mexico. But the travel agents won't tell you that. People send their high school graduates down there to be raped and robbed and killed, and it's happening every day. Mexico is a completely failed state. It goes on to talk about the horrifying example yet of the plight of migrants trying to cross the country where drug cartels are increasingly scouting shelters and highways, hoping to extort or even recruit vulnerable immigrants. It's absolutely terrible, and it demands the condemnation of all our society, said government security spokesman of Mexico. Well, it's very simple. If they don't have money, they kill them. They rape the women. They pull up to mayor's offices, grab the mayor, kill him, many cases, rape him, torture him. They attacked the U.S. Embassy and what killed five employees just a month or so ago. They're now killing ranchers on the Texas and Arizona side. They've now got hits out on police. They're killing police. I've interviewed the sheriffs in Texas, many miles over the border. Mexican troops pull up, aim guns at them. The Mexican troops help bring the drugs in. And then Obama is suing Arizona and now sicking the UN, a foreign criminal consortium, on Arizona because Arizona would dare to try to deport illegals? See, they talk about the plight of migrants. Oh, we're not putting enough water stations out in the desert for them. We can't build a fence. Oh, we're going to put 1,200 troops on the border with a couple hundred on shift at any one time doing nothing. The Border Patrol has announced they're pulling back from the border in Arizona because it's, quote, too dangerous. And then they pull on our heartstrings and say, we've got to merge with Mexico. We've got to accept anybody who wants to come in. We've got to do this. No, we need to stop funding the government of Mexico. We need to demand they totally decriminalize drugs, and it will end all of this violence very, very quickly. But you've got $500 billion a year coming out of Mexico in drugs. You got $500+ billion in opium coming out of Afghanistan, and the criminal banks that run our nation and run Mexico are the ones controlling it. And if you read deeply into these reports, many of the people they dig up, I mean, there's been hundreds of abductions out of El Paso where they take the women over to the other side and torture them, rape them, sacrifice them. This is lunacy. Insanity has seized control of Mexico, and it's spilling over and taking over the United States.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new Evacuation Pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I'll be getting back into the North American Union and how a private consortium of banks is dissolving our sovereignty through treason at the presidential and congressional level as they sign away our authority. Obama is not only suing Arizona, he's now going to the UN, asking them to go after Arizona. That is coming up. But for the rest of this hour and 5 minutes into the next hour, Don Adams, who we talked about in the last 2 days, a decorated Korean War vet, retired FBI agent, who was investigating one of the people he has evidence was involved in the JFK assassination before it even happened, saw a subsequent cover-up. The information he has literally blows the JFK murder and assassination and cover-up sky high, and it integrates with the deathbed confession of E. Howard Hunt that we broke here on air with his son, the audio and video, and with all of the research I've done in the last 15 years, and, of course, the congressional report in the late 70s, finding 95% chance it was a conspiracy, not just Lee Harvey Oswald acting alone. So I'd like Don to go back to his time at the FBI before the JFK assassination and go through the newly released documents that concur the fact that he got his own FBI reports out of the archives, that they've been altered, and just the amazing information, because that's what E. Howard Hunt said, that the killing was planned in Miami, and they have the Miami intelligence police interviewing the person who was photographed in Dealey Plaza, the individual that Mr. Adams was tracking, And it fits in with the Secret Service agent that said they were going to try to kill JFK in Chicago, but that got called off because he blew the whistle. Same thing that Hunt is now saying right before he died. I mean, it's incredible information. Then he'll get into the physical evidence as well, the impossibility of the official story. So retired FBI agent Don Adams is here blowing the whistle. He has a lot of courage. Sir, thank you for coming on with us.
Thanks, Alex.
You've got the floor. The website's adamsjfk.com. You got a book coming out in the next few months. You've also got a DVD breaking this down, but you've got the floor. Go over it, sir.
All right, I will. My investigation started on November the 13th of 1963. I received a telephone call from the agent in charge in the Atlanta FBI office. He told me that they had just received information from the Secret Service of a conspiracy discussion that took place up in Indianapolis, Indiana, at a meeting of a large group of very strong right-wingers. And as a result of it, there was one of the people in a discussion of four people who was an informant for the Miami Intelligence Police Department as well as for the FBI. His name is William Somerset. The principal person that was talking in the group of four was Joseph Adams Miltier. Joseph Adams Miltier and Somerset with the other two fellows, they planned, they discussed about the assassination of President Kennedy when he left Homestead Air Force Base in Miami, Florida, and traveled up Collins Avenue to the Kennedy compound in Palm Beach, Florida. They were going to take a secreted man who was willing to give his life up in a palm tree. And then when the motorcade with the open limousine came by, they were going to go ahead and shoot the president. That person was a sniper in the Second World War. And so they planned on killing him there. If that failed for whatever reason, they had a backup plan at the White House, behind Lafayette Park, which is right across the street from the White House, and they had purchased or rented an apartment or an office, and they had purchased a high-powered rifle with a tripod, and they were going to shoot the president when he came out onto the portico of the White House or if he walked the grounds. And that was their backup plan. So all this was discussed, and as a result of it, the Secret Service called RSAC and asked for me to ask for an investigation to be conducted. And the SAC called me and said, "Don, since Miltier lives in Quitman, Georgia, in your territory, I want you to do a full background on him." So I contacted the police chief down there, William Elliott, and Bill and I went to work on Miltier, and we spent about 5 days working full time, gathering as much intelligence as we possibly could on him. Once we acquired all the intelligence that we could get, I then took and prepared a report, a pretty extensive report. I acquired a lot of handout material from him, which he mimeographed, and he handed out every Saturday to all of the people that would take it. And I took a lot of that material from him, and there was an awful lot of bitterness and indications, not direct threats, but implied threats against the president and Bobby and them. So I took all that material and I put it all together and hand carried my report. I wrote my report and I hand carried it up to Atlanta, gave it to the boss, and then turned it over to the Secret Service, and we were through with it. That was our total investigation. I finished probably around the 18th or 19th. I can't give you an exact date, but around then. And then, of course, on November 22nd at 1:30 in the afternoon, my partner and I were riding in a car, and an announcement came out and said that the president had been shot in Dallas. And then there was a radio code for code 36 for us to go to the Thomasville, Georgia Highway Patrol post, and that they had a message for me. So I went there, identified myself, and he then said to me, the sergeant behind the desk, that we were to go to the Department of Agriculture. They have a teletype they want me to read. So we took off, went to the Department of Agriculture, and one inside and looked at the teletype. The teletype read, "The president is dead. Call your special agent in charge in Atlanta immediately." So then I was shocked and devastated because here it is so close to what I was doing. And now they're talking about to call the boss and that. So I called my boss, and he says, "Find Miltier wherever he is and hold him for the Secret Service." And I'm devastated because I'm thinking I must have screwed up somehow or made a mess of something or something happened because of the close proximity and time. I went out and I started looking for Miltier, hunting him through all of his haunts and wherever he was. And I went from November 22nd till November the 27th and located him on the 27th. The first indication that I had that there was something going wrong was that my agent in charge told me that when you interview Miltier, you can only ask these five questions and nothing more. And I queried my boss, and I said, "Boss, wait a minute. We're passing up a very important opportunity here to find out who he associated with, where he went, who he met in his travels, and everything else. And maybe I can get a lot of information from him." He said, "I only want you to ask these five questions and nothing more." So I did. I mean, when we interviewed him, I took the statements on those five questions. He denied any involvement in the assassination, and one of them was concerning Martin Luther King. If there was any threats on him, and he denied any of that information. And as a result of it, I called my boss, and the boss said, "Go ahead and release him, since he didn't give you anything of any positive nature in that. And the Secret Service will contact you if they decide they want him located and they want to talk to him." And that's the last I heard of him. And I forgot all about it. And then 7 months later, I was transferred to Dallas, Texas. When I got to Dallas, Texas, the first thing that my boss said to me was, "I want you to look at the Zapruder film." I went in and looked at the Zapruder film. And when I looked at the Zapruder film, I saw the president take his hands and go up towards his throat with his hands. And I made a comment with two senior agents sitting there with me. And I said, "Hell, he didn't get shot from the back. He got shot from the front." And I was cautioned by one of the agents and said, "Don, the Warren Commission's already in here working to get this thing established in that, and I would kind of hold your comments to yourself." I left there a couple of days later with two other senior agents and went to the book depository. When I got to the book depository, I looked out the window and looked down on Elm Street, and there was a tree in full foliage. And I asked the two agents, I said, "Was that tree bare at the time when the assassination took place?" They said, "No, the timing is such, it's not like you have back at home in Ohio. The leaves were still on there in November, and they're still on in June."
Yeah, live oaks drop their leaves in the summer.
Yes, okay, which they did do. So as a result of it, I made a comment. I said, "There's no way in the world, if the foliage is all up there, there's no way in the world that this individual, Oswald, or no, he wasn't named at that time, but whoever the individual was that did the shooting in that, that he, oh no, I'm sorry, his name was already identified 6 months later. But anyway, this individual could not have possibly made those shots, three shots in 7.5 seconds. And again, I was cautioned and said, "Be careful of what you say." So then that was my completion as far as I covered a couple of leads on the assassination when I worked in Dallas. And then subsequently, I made my transfers and stuff, went back to Ohio, and forgot all about Miltier. In November of 1992, at Christmas time, we had a get together at a house there, and one of the fellows that was there, it was the son of a friend of mine. He said, "Mr. Adams, I understand that you're involved in the assassination investigation, and I'm a buff for that. Could you talk with me about it?" I did. Told him the whole story I just told you. And he said, "Fine, thank you very much." And then he said, "I'm reading a book in my home in Houston. When I finish it, I'll send it to you." So about a month later, I received a package from him, and inside was the book. I opened up the book, and the name of the book was High Treason. And it was written by Robert Groden and William Livingston. And when I opened up that, there was a paste of notes on the inside cover, and it said, Don Adams, Joseph A. is mentioned in the details or in the appendix. Good reading, Larry. So then when I opened it up and went to the index, I was thinking to myself, hell, there's a lot of Joseph A's, and I never used his last name when I talked to the group at Larry's house. So I figured, you know, he's just got somebody else. But when I went to the index, it had Joseph Adams and Notier in the index. I immediately went to the appendix. The appendix in there talked in terms of a tape recorded conversation. And I want all your listeners to understand this. On November the 9th of 1963, 2 weeks approximately, 2 weeks before the assassination, Joseph Adams Miltier, in a tape recorded conversation that was done by the Miami Intelligence Police Unit, they placed a recorder in Somerset's apartment, and he was their informant. And they tape recorded the conversation, and in that conversation, Miltier said that we're going to kill him from an office building with a high-powered rifle. And then Somerset said to him, are you sure that you... He said, oh, yes. He said, I'm sure it's in the works.
Let me stop you right there for just a second. We're speaking with FBI agent Don Adams. This is amazing information. And in a moment, we're going to play a clip from the audio tape made by the Intelligence Bureau there in Miami, Florida. In fact, let's go ahead. Let's go ahead now and play a clip of this tape. So, because separately, you've got FBI agent Don Adams in Georgia investigating this guy before it happens. Then he learns this guy's shooting his mouth off so much and hanging out with these gribs in Miami that we now know we're planning it, headed up, of course, by famous CIA black op commander E. Howard Hunt, who ran assassinations worldwide, deathbed confession, talking about how it was planned in Miami. Here he is in Florida, Joseph Adams Miltier, saying to the police undercover, yeah, we're going to kill him in Dallas, and we're going to kill him with a rifle. And then later, the cops go back and get another interview, and he's saying, see, I told you we were going to kill him. You think I was playing games, boy? Let's go ahead and play that audio. Here it is.
But the most startling discovery was a tape recording captured by Miami intelligence officers November 9th, 1963, just weeks before Dallas. Miltier is talking to the informant, William Somerset. The FBI headquarters and Secret Service both had that tape within days.
It should have stopped the president from traveling instantly.
But they didn't.
And he says he was jubilant.
Bragging to Somerset, you thought I was kidding when I said he would be killed from a window with a high-powered rifle. Despite all of that, Miltier was never even mentioned in the Warren Commission report.
When Hoover set up the propaganda in the FBI, don't embarrass the FBI. That was his rules. And you didn't. So they ordered everything put into the archives and to be forgotten about it.
But Don can't forget and hopes something is done before the truth is buried forever.
I mean, when we die off, when we're gone, there's not going to be anybody who's going to sit here and tell you these things.
All right, going back now to retired FBI agent Don Adams. That must have hit you like a thunderbolt when all this came out, that other police agencies, you know, had the guy talking about how they were going to kill him in Dallas and then bragging after the fact, I told you we were going to kill him. I mean, this is open and shut, isn't it?
Yes, it devastated me to have that type of positive information on a tape recording by the two people that we were dealing with as far as that time element is concerned. And then for him to make that positive statement, he should have been stopped. The president's travel should have been stopped immediately, and he should have not gone to Dallas.
Well, Don, the real issue here is, and of course you've researched this, you know about it, the black Secret Service agent that knew it was coming in Chicago, so they moved it from Chicago to Dallas. And, of course, he said that decades ago, and then documents did come out. And then there's a deathbed confession by E. Howard Hunt, the famous black op head of state assassin squad leader. It says, yeah, we were in Miami for the big event, and LBJ was, you know, running the big event, and I was there kind of on the sideline, and then we were going to be doing it in Chicago, but then it got moved to Dallas. I mean, we've just got it all right there.
Yeah, It's amazing. I heard about Hunt's statements and that. I've never listened to it personally, but when you start tying all the knots together in that, you're going to come up with an answer. And all this information that they had at their hands, I got none of it. I knew nothing about the ninth tape recording. I knew nothing that Miltier had been interviewed by my partner a year before in 1982 on a civil rights investigation. My partner said nothing to me about it at all. And William Elliott worked with my partner a year before that in 82, and he said nothing to me, and we worked together extensively every day doing the workup on Miltier. Now, why in the hell was this stuff kept from me? When I go back in 93, back to 93 when all this stuff started and that, I was devastated. I was totally shocked to think that my own agency, the FBI, had covered this whole thing and delayed giving me, there was no proper investigation conducted in Dallas. They named Oswald, and once that was done, everything generated on Oswald and Miltier was forgotten.
Killed their patsy, and Fletcher sure. Prouty, who himself was the main liaison between the Pentagon and CIA Black Ops, he got literally, sent away to the North Pole so that he wouldn't be there when all this happened. And he explained how they use mafia, they use hitmen, they use right-wing veterans, and they had all these different teams, including more teams down the road if Kennedy would have escaped. Now, they have just multiple hit teams ready to deal with it. They even had the military in the air above Dallas in case the public found out and things had to be suppressed. They had the corrupt, mafia-controlled Dallas Police Department all hooked up, heavily involved with intelligence. And it's just absolutely incredible that you were there, you tried to stop it, you were on the job, and then decades later, they declassify and release the fact that this guy was talking about killing him and where and how and when, before and after. I mean, this is incredible.
Alex, let me mention one thing to you that's very important. After we went into the archives in 99 or, no, it was later than that. It was in 2003 or something like that. We went into the archives and pulled the documents in that. I found a document in there that said in there that they contacted, that the Atlanta office had contacted their agent in Thomasville, and he told them that Miltier was in Quitman, Georgia, at the time the assassination took place. And that was an outright lie, and it's a totally fraudulent document. The document was done, and the words were said, but it was not true. And my partner was the only one that was there, and I left him saying I was going to find Miltier. I was going to locate him if I could, and which we did. I checked him in the morning and at noon at night, and here he, at some time, or somebody saying that he did it, said that that Miltier was in Quitman, Georgia, at the time of the assassination. There, in that book, High Treason, is a photograph of Miltier standing there looking at the presidential limousine moments before the president was killed.
That's right. I interrupted you, Agent Adams, before you got to that. So recap. You get this book, you open it up, and there he is, clear as day, looking at the president in the motorcade. Talk about that.
Sure. You can imagine when you investigate a person and you do a full background on him, and I walked up to him, like I said, and I took all this hate literature from him, which he was freely giving out in that. I spent a lot of time with this guy, and then when I finally took him into custody and took him back for interview and everything on the 27th, there was a lot of time together, and I know him 100%. And when I saw that photograph, it hit me like a stack of bricks hit me, and it blew my mind. I couldn't believe it that here he is, because I couldn't locate him, and then I found out afterwards that on the same morning, on November the 22nd at 10 o'clock in the morning, before he was photographed there on Houston Street, he made a telephone call to Somerset in Miami and told him, "I'm in Jackrabbit country. Your friend is coming here, and you're not going to see him again." And then when I said, or you mentioned later on that Miltier was jubilant over it, he was. When he met with Somerset the following day after the assassination at the Jacksonville, Florida railroad station, he told him, he said, I told you I wasn't kidding. You thought I was kidding in that, but it was taken care of, just like I said it would be. So here is this guy very heavily involved, and they take everything away from him and bury him into the archives and concentrate everything on Oswald, and Oswald never even fired a shot.
Well, another incredible issue is the police, both local and federal, were doing their job. You were on him. You've got the Florida police are on him. He's getting off the train from Texas, obviously, and he's saying, I told you. They got him 2 weeks before saying, we're going to kill him with a high-powered rifle out of a building, you know, in Dallas. And then he gets back, and, you know, the undercover's there recording him. And he's like, I told you, boy. I mean, this is open and shut. Now you talk about Joseph Adams Miltier being a World War II sniper, being a really violent.
No, he was. One of the four was.
One of the four.
Yeah, see, the meeting that took place in Indianapolis and that, Miltier was really the spokesman, and Somerset was the informant, and then one of the other two persons was a sniper in the Second World War. And he said that he was willing to go up into the tree and give his life in that to take Kennedy out.
Amazing. So who was Joseph Adams Miltier? Because the news reported he was a really violent guy.
Well, it said in a report in that book in High Treason, said he was one of the most violent men in the country. Here's another thing about it. My partner, who had investigated him a year before, said nothing to me about him ever being armed. And one of the most stringent rules that we have in the FBI is if you develop any information where there's a possibility of an agent getting harmed or hurt or killed, it's mandatory that you immediately put a caution out on the man and underline it in every single communication that you put out. And I knew nothing about him being armed. After I left, then he wrote a report in January of 64, and in that report, under the synopsis he put in there, that Miltier should be considered armed and dangerous because he has a .38 weapon with him. And I knew nothing about that. So here's my partner did everything he could against every proper bureau rule to protect me and the chief and everybody else, and they got rid of every bit of that information and gave none of it to me.
Whatever happened to Miltier?
Miltier had an explosion of a gas stove in his house and said, and the early reports were that he got killed because of that. But then I read subsequent reports after that which said that he was burnt just slightly from the explosion of the gas, the stove, and that he was fine after that. He had been released by the hospital. They said there was nothing wrong with him other than having the minor burns and that to be treated, and he was fine. And then I'm not sure about this, but I believe it was like 74 that he finally passed away then.
Amazing. We're going to come back and do a few more minutes with you.
Okay.
Because you also, in some of the news reports I've seen, sir, you talk about how you finally got your original reports back out of the archives and they'd been altered. So that's even more evidence that there's a cover-up going on. We'll talk about it all coming up after this quick break.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.